And the other guy called me and said, why don't we ask him to drop it to 20, David? And I was thinking, well, I was thinking 15. So who has 15? 24. 100 million. What's the difference? It's impossible. Rio cost $8 million. I sat with those men all day long negotiating, and the guy told me, the moment I walked in, he looked at me and he said, I feel spiritual energy. He talked to me. Really, I never seen such a more strong will than this guy. And the whole time. And he said, please sit at the head of the table. No, please, you're the head of the table. No. The spiritual leader sits at the head of the table. And then he turned to me and said, you are sure young. How in the world did you become the head of the Seventh-day Adventist Church in the world? I said, I'm not the head of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. I'm only in charge of this television and mission aviation projects. That it's a supporting ministry, and I tried to explain it. And he said, my house is not the same. Some spiritual energy has entered my house. You see, I'm a spiritist. I'm a spiritist, and he started telling me all about the Bible. He knew a lot. He was quoting the Bible left and right. And they have this spiritist thought. He's not like a spirit medium or anything, but they have these spirit churches. And spiritualism is part of the church, but they're half Christian, half mixed. You know, Brazil is filled with that kind of mix, that pagan mix. And he said, the moment you walked in, spiritually, he called me the other day at my house in Illinois. Just wanted to say, I'm not calling you about the business. I just wanted to check and see how you were doing, because he said, you don't know what an impact. Even today, my home is not the same anymore since you walked into it. These people can tell. They're spiritually sensitive. They have antennas, you know. And they can tell when something belongs to God. And he said, my home is not the same. And he said, I want to do business with you, but I didn't call you about business. That'll come later. $8 million. He wanted 9. I stuck with 8. He wanted 9. I stuck with 8. He went to 8.5. I stuck with 8. He went to 8, 200,000, 250, and I stuck to 8. Finally, he dropped it to 8,100,000. No lower. I stuck to 8, so we didn't do business. And I told the Lord, if it comes down to 8, I'll sign a document. He didn't come to 8. I left and went to see another project. When I came back, he said, I'll take 8. And I said, you'll have to wait now. Because I told the Lord I would sign it if that's what you went to. Now, I'm going back to the U.S. and I'm going to let the Lord take the next step. Because since you didn't come to 8, I asked the Lord to make it very, very clear with me what he wants me to do. That was my deal with the Lord. You bring it to 8, I know it's your will. And he didn't bring it to 8. He almost got to 8. 8,100,000. And so that now it's 8 million. He writes to me. And I'm only waiting on the $500,000. It's really $700,000 with some other things. I'm just waiting on that to resolve in Belo Horizonte that we still owe that. And I said, Lord, if you'll take off those handcuffs, guess what I'll do? The moment you take off those handcuffs, I'll move. But all year long, we've been accelerating. We've been doubling in size for 9 years until last year. Last year, we finished the year without doubling in size. But our liabilities doubled. In other words, we took the step and we got to the end, December 30, and unlike the year before, we didn't get that big. A guy had promised us $900,000 from the sale of a business, and that would have put us, again, about double. But the sale didn't go through yet, and we're still waiting on it. And so we're waiting and waiting and waiting. Meanwhile, everything is hanging in a balance. And you know, Sister White says that what God promises, he is able at any time to perform. When God promises something, he is able any time to do it without even thinking twice. When God is bored, he makes diamonds. When he has nothing to do, he makes gold. So money's not even the issue. He paves heaven with gold. So you know that money's not the issue. He's doing something. He's waiting on purpose for a certain reason. I don't know what that is, but most of the time he's waiting on his people. You know what's more important than preaching the gospel in all the world? The most important thing is God's people waking up and being sealed. You see, the great controversy cannot finish until God has a people who are willing to follow him everywhere he goes. That's the most important thing. Once he has his people that are committed all the way, the angels can release the winds of strife, all hell can break loose, literally, and he's coming. And the reason we're here so long is we haven't been willing to follow him everywhere. We do our own thing. So that's why heaven is still waiting and waiting, and more than anything else, heaven knows that he can preach the gospel in all the world real fast. Heaven knows that with the people that are filled with the Holy Spirit, it doesn't take long to reach the rest of the world. With 12 people, look what he did when Jesus was here with his disciples. The all the known world in one lifetime.